You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. They're all great shows, let's be honest. They really are. And for those of you who missed the Casual Friday, this past Saturday was our 11th year in continuous production of this show. 11 years. 11 years ago, the third Saturday of November is when I first started doing the show on a local radio station, 1080 AM WKJK. It was only on Saturdays in the beginning. And fast forward to today, and we get I think this month we'll have 1.6 million downloads of the show. It's been an amazing 11 years, and it's thanks to all of you who listen to the show and the sponsors. And I get to benefit from those two groups. But anyway, first hour, we're going to talk about a very important topic, impact of circadian clock on human metabolism and aging, with Joel Green from Veep. He's been on the show before. Joel's brilliant. He's an amazing individual when it comes to connecting dots, and I love connecting dots. Then, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined in the studio by Dr. Max Baer. We're going to talk about breathing easier for better performance and health. Dr. Baer has invented a little device that you slip in your mouth, and it's proving to be an amazing ergogenic, as well as sleep aid. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. But let's welcome our first guest, Joel Green. How you doing, Joel?
Hey, Carl. I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Of course, of course. And so, we know that circadian rhythm plays a role in the etiology of a variety of different diseases. We know that people who don't sleep well tend to develop diseases like Alzheimer's disease. They age faster. Telomeres shorten faster. Stress response changes. Heart rhythm changes. So we know that there's some magic in adhering to the circadian rhythm, even though that's not a popular thing in society today because people love to stay up late, burn the candle at, both ends and up the middle. So what role does circadian rhythm have? Let's first talk about metabolism.
Well, this is a fascinating new area that is exploding with tons and tons of new insights. And pertaining to metabolism, the big takeaway is that we literally cannot define metabolism apart from 24-hour rhythm and the body's machinery, the 24-hour clocks that the body has in it. And it's worth just taking a second in order to understand just how powerful this is in the body to understand the actual machinery that the body has. And so just to kind of encapsulate this briefly, the body has a system of literally clocks that work together in a cohesive fashion. So there's an organ in the brain or a cluster of cells called a suprachiasmatic nucleus that acts as sort of the master clock. And the suprachiasmatic nucleus.
Joe, we lost you if you can hear me. I don't know if you're on voice over IP. I can hear you now. The last thing you said was the suprachiasmatic nuclei, and then you dropped out.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. The suprachiasmatic nuclei is literally piped right into inputs of light coming in from the eye. And this master clock system basically wields de facto control over metabolism. So there's a number of hormones. It controls orexin. It controls PYY. It controls cortisol. Controls when those are circulated, but then it also coordinates with a number of other clocks. So the liver has a clock system, the pancreas has a clock system, and from this we get sort of a de facto control of metabolism. When we look at it, we see things like.
Hey Joel, are you on a cordless phone by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Are you close to the base station?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay. Okay. I just want, because you fade in and out sometimes, and I don't want it to become distracting as the interview goes on, because we may miss some important stuff.
Okay. If it's a problem, I'll dial back in on a hard line during the break.
Okay. 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 All right. So all the other organs have clocks as well, as you were talking about. And we've learned more about these, the peripheral clocks, they call them, in more recent times.
Yeah, absolutely. And where it gets super fascinating is at a cellular level, each cell has an internal clock, and it is a literal clock. It literally has a molecular oscillator that oscillates through a 24-hour cycle.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What is the hertz speed of the basal metronome, if you will, of that cellular clock?
Good grief. Thank you for asking me that. I've got to look that one up. I've got a book I'm writing right now.
I have a funny feeling it's between 7 and 10 hertz. That's just my guess, but we'll see. If we look that up. Okay.
You stumped me. I don't know. But,
no, it's okay. This is something for the next interview. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's why I come on the show, is to get stumped. So, but our takeaway from all of this is, going back to our conversations back at Quest around the superhuman table, and you know, we talked about kind of this grand unified theory of what a human being needs to be optimal, and we looked at, well, you need sunlight, and you need to have your feet on the ground, and you need to have air. One of the big takeaways from the new understanding of the clocking system in the body and how it works on a 24-hour basis and how it controls gene expression is that darkness is essential to human health. It's as essential as light, and that artificial light is associated with metabolic disease. And we can think of it, and the easiest way to understand it is that in your genome, we have all these different scripts that the body has to essentially run maintenance on the body, to create homeostasis on a number of different levels. And a vast majority of those scripts require darkness to operate. And so when we deprive the body of its diurnal rhythms of darkness through artificial lighting, we impair those scripts running, and then there's a whole host of things that come from that. We see chronic inflammatory conditions are connected to the clock pathways. We see autophagy is connected to the body's clocking system. We see fat browning is connected to the body clocks. And so we see all these homeostasis mechanisms connected to that.
Now, that's interesting, because we just did a show on fat browning where a group of scientists have discovered the actual enzyme that is required in order to take white fat and brown it. And it's called LSD1, and the L stands for lysine. I want to say it's lysine something D methylase. But anyway, so what you're saying is that if someone does want to try to improve the possibility of the browning of white adipose tissue, they have to adhere to some sort of observance of some circadian rhythm in order to enhance that.
Yeah, it gets really interesting. And it's sort of easy to understand if we just think back to the 5,000, 10,000 year ago model. What human beings pretty much did for most of their history is when it got dark, you went to sleep, and when it got light, you woke up. And what we have decoupled in the modern era is darkness from sleep. So we extend our waking hours using artificial light. And so the delta between darkness, between the sun setting and then artificial light, the amount of time you spend in that, there's some evidence that it correlates directly to metabolic disease. So the clocking system has a gene regulator called Reverbera. And Reverbera seems to exert control over the differentiation and lineage of fat cells. So in total darkness, Reverbera does its thing, and it allows fat cells to differentiate and become brown adipose tissue and pack them with mitochondria. And then metabolic homeostasis itself is preserved through the generation and progeneration of brown fat cells. And it is directly linked to the clocking mechanism in the body.
Interesting. Okay, so do all of these clocks, while they all have their own clock speed, if you will, right? I just found it. So cellular clocks can oscillate from a range of 0.1 hertz to more than 600 hertz. So it sounds to me like different tissue, cells that make up different tissue oscillate at different speeds, which makes perfect sense. With that being said, do all of them check in with the suprachiasmatic nuclei for constant synchronization? Or is there the possibility of these clocks becoming dissynchronized? And is that where we get into trouble?
Boy, that's a brilliant question. So, yes, the clock system, the clocks do interconnect, and they do talk back and forth to each other. And what we're starting to discover now is that there are single-gene polymorphisms that create what we call a chronotype, or a sort of a genetic lineage with respect to the way your body's clocks run. And one of those is called, I believe it's called free sleep phenotype, something along those lines. But essentially what we see is a gene mutation where, you know, we're all familiar. Some people are morning people. Some people are evening people. Some people just don't seem to follow any schedule. And what we're finding out now is that this is actually genetic in nature, that there are polymorphisms in the genome that dictate that you're a bit more of a morning person, and your body clocks are set to that, or you're a bit more of an evening person. And then what we see in blind people, and then a small percentage of the population, is complete dysregulation of the clock. And so from this population, we're able to study and see, well, what happens when the clocks don't talk to each other? And there's a whole host of metabolic diseases that happen from that.
What role do you think do natural oscillating electromagnetic fields that have emanated from the core of the Earth, known as the Schumann waves, which we are now pretty much isolated from because of the structures we live in and the RF pollution we create on our own with 60-cycle AC and routers and cell phones and everything else up and down the spectrum. What role do you think did these natural electromagnetic rhythms play in the overall synchronization of all the clocks in our body? And it had to play a role during evolution in actually programming those clocks. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Fascinating question. I believe that there probably is a connection. I haven't seen anything in the research with it, but everything that I've read in my studies of the research shows that the synchronization of the oscillations seems to be timed to the Earth's 24-hour cycle.
Okay, so basically
very,
daylight,
very, very
daylight and nighttime. But doesn't also things like feeding, right? Doesn't that also play a role in circadian rhythmicity?
It's 100% determined by it. 100% determined by it. So when we look at the hypothalamus, which more or less controls metabolism.
We're losing you again. We're losing you. You're fading in and out again. I don't know what's going on over there, but.
Sorry, can you hear me, Carl?
Yeah, I can hear you really good right now.
Okay. So when we look at the hypothalamus, which is where the body's primary clock is located, and then we look at the hormones that are secreted out of the hypothalamus. So you've got orexin, you've got PYY, you have this crosstalk between the hypothalamus clock and the clock in the pancreas and the liver. We see that glucose metabolism is fine-tuned to the body's diurnal rhythms, to the daily rhythm. So insulin sensitivity is much better during the morning. And so the body's much better able to handle things like carb loads in the morning, basically because of the 24-hour cycle. And so we see feeding habits. All of these things are connected and regulated by the body's clocks.
Okay. And so this is why when people who stay up late at night and eat, they're not, and they're sitting there watching television at the same time, they're totally screwing up all their clocks because blue light is telling them that it's still daytime. And the fact that they're feeding, it's still telling them it's daytime. Then they want to go to bed immediately after that. I mean, this is a real problem in society today. I want to take a break. I want to pick it up on the other side with that as we start to delve into metabolism, okay? We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Yeah, we got Joel on a landline phone now. A lot better.
Much better.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're in the studio with me now. So,
perfect.
My assertion going into the break that one of the big problems today with metabolism in general, and the reason that people seem to be predisposed to sleep problems and storage of body fat and insulin resistance, in my humble opinion, is the classic stay up late to watch Jimmy Kimmel eat, 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 and then expect to turn the TV off and jump in bed and go to sleep. What do you?
Yeah. Well, it's the research basically proves what you're saying is true, and there's quite a bit of research now that shows how clock rhythms correlate to either metabolic health or metabolic disease. So first of all, there's the pattern of what's called early morning. That is correlated to metabolic health. So people who tend to get up earlier and go to sleep earlier correlates to metabolic health. And one of the simple reasons for that is they're just spending less time in artificial lighting.
Oh.
And conversely, the late night pattern, where you get up late and you stay up late, that's correlated to metabolic disease. And again, the reason is pretty straightforward. It's because you're spending more time in artificial lighting. And so it's kind of like it's the opposite side of the vitamin D argument. So you need to spend time in sunlight, but then the body also needs darkness.
Interesting.
And some of the specifics we can actually measure now are things like glucose tolerance. So glucose tolerance follows diurnal rhythms, and we see that the human body has better glucose tolerance in the morning versus the afternoon. So there are patterns to these things that are really regulated by the clock, the body's system of clocks.
So those of us who eat our carbs in the morning, because we train in the morning, I eat my carbs around my training, and then the rest of the day I eat either very little bit of carbs or majority is, you know, vegetables or cabbage and stuff like that. We're probably getting it right because we're more able to handle that glucose in the morning, and especially since we're training, we're burning it up.
Not only are you getting it right, you're priming the body to be optimal. So time of day dramatically affects insulin production. There have been research studies that have looked at glucose challenges at different times of day, and basically the body just makes a heck of a lot more insulin in the morning than it will in the evening or the afternoon.
Interesting. Yeah. So how does this all play into, so we get it about metabolism, right? And this is why blue blockers are of value. Those of you who don't take advantage of this simple step. You know, you like to, I go to sleep at 9 o'clock. 9:30 is late for me. 10 o'clock, I'm burning the candle. I mean, I'm just a real boring guy. And luckily, I'm with a woman who likes that lifestyle as well. Otherwise, I couldn't do it, right? But at 7 p.m., Elisa and I put our blue blockers on because we're going to watch TV. That's generally at night when we watch the shows that we've either recorded or a series that we've bought and we want to burn through some episodes. We put our blue blockers on to block the blue light so that when we're done watching television, we're more able to fall asleep because the blue light has been filtered out. The melatonin pulse begins. So do you also subscribe to this idea of using blue blockers if you're going to be exposing yourself, especially to computer screens and TV sets, to that type of blue artificial light?
Absolutely. I think what's really interesting now is that the research is starting to catch up to that. And so there's now some interesting research that's coming out that says essentially that bedroom light or blue light, it positively correlates to obesity. And evening light, in other words, the kind of light we surround ourselves with, correlates to type 2 diabetes. And there's even a new term called light pollution, which really talks about, have you heard of that?
Yes, I have. It's an emerging term that people are starting to use, right?
Yeah. It's this idea that our nighttime sky is polluted with light because we don't ever really see pure darkness. Anything above 10% of darkness, which pretty much the nighttime sky for 80% of the majority of people who live are surrounded by a night sky that really isn't dark.
Right.
And so it's a form of pollution because we're never actually in darkness.
That's amazing. You know, I really don't give that much thought, but you're absolutely right. Because very few people can actually see all the stars. They see satellites and the largest stars. They see the moon. But you really don't see the Milky Way if you live in a city, because the ambient light in your area from your neighbor's house and from street lamps and from everything else just makes it too difficult to see the real constellations any longer.
And when we think about, and you're right, I think it's, I just read some research on this, I think it's like 80% of the population of the United States cannot see the Milky Way, can't see the galaxy because of light pollution, which is light that's 10% beyond the natural night sky brightness. And where this really gets interesting is understanding that that light is a gene regulator. In fact, light may be one of the primary gene regulators. There's good research now that shows that a single pulse of light, once you have entered total darkness, all of the clock scripts that govern things like autophagy and all these different scripts that are governed by the clock start to turn on, and a single pulse of light can advance the clock or essentially mess the clock up. Really, kind of an easy way to understand it is to think of cells are kind of akin to microprocessors. They're basically computers, but they're also kind of 3D printers, and they're also power plants. They're kind of a merger of three different technologies all in one. And all computer chips have clocks. And if you mess up the clock on your computer, all this weird stuff happens. This happened to me the other day. The clock on my computer got desynced, and Google wouldn't let me go to Google. I got a message that said, your computer is not synced. Go fix your clock.
Listen, for those of us who are old enough to be playing with computers, back in the day when Microsoft introduced one of their earliest high-powered microchips, literally tens of thousands of these chips had clock speeds that were wrong. And people's the most noticeable thing was the clock on your computer ran fast. Like every couple of days, you had to set it back 15 minutes. But when you ran things like Microsoft Excel, which bases its calculations on the clock speed of a chip, it was getting entire formulas wrong. And people were paying. Do you remember this? It was one of the early, what was Intel's real popular chip when it came out after the 8082?
Was it the Pentium?
Pentium. One of the first Pentiums, they screwed up the clock speed. Everything,
oh, I remember that.
Everything went wrong. Spell check didn't work right. Calculations in Excel were off by large numbers. No one could figure it out. Then they went, instead of the clock speed being 7.76 hertz, it was 7.8.3. It was some minuscule amount. It effed everything up in your computer.
And the body works the same way.
Right.
And we're coming into this new understanding of maybe another layer in the onion of how to understand how to optimize how the optimal body works. And so we've woken up to sort of the vitamin D equation. The body needs adequate sunlight. We're kind of waking up to the grounding equation. The body needs to kind of ground itself. All these things that we've taken out in the modern world. Your feet never touch the dirt. You never get exposed to sunlight. The other thing is it's hard to find total darkness. And the clocks in the body are operated by light and dark.
But is it only through the eyes, or do you think that skin exposure? Because I asked the same question to Dr. Russell Ryder, who is the godfather of the pineal gland. He's written over 600 papers on melatonin and pineal hormones. I said, is it just the eye, or is it darkness to the skin as well? He said it was just the retina. What do you think?
The research that I've read talks about the mechanistic pathways where light essentially becomes a relay circuit and gets fed to the clocking systems in the body. It would not surprise me in the least if we discover that. If we discover that
skin
light coming through. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, just from a chemical point of view,
look at vitamin D production. I know. Well, never mind that. You know, one of the most overlooked systems in the body that I predict in the decades to come will reveal the real benefits of sunlight that vitamin D has not given us in much research yet, and that is the melanocortin system. Just think about the melanocortin system, its exposure to light and what it does. It affects the libido. It can actually reverse plaque buildup in the arteries. Think about that. I mean, we're talking about a system that has pleiotropic, therapeutic, reparative effects that is triggered by sunlight, and it has nothing to do with vitamin D.
It makes sense. Just thinking about it from a free radical point of view, one of the most dangerous free radicals in the body is the hydroxyl radical, and it's the hydroxyl radical interacting with sunlight. In other words, sun exposure, your cells are an aqueous environment. You've got a type of free radical in there. And when sunlight light interacts with that, that's where you get things happening that aren't so great. And it's directly from sunlight penetrating through the layers of the skin and working in intracellularly. So that would make a lot of sense to me, actually.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about how this phenomenon affects aging. And then the last segment, I want to talk about what can we do to help synchronize the clocks to get things back to where they belong? You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Joel Green. His website is Veep, VEEP.com, where he lays out the most amazing nutritional approaches that take into consideration a lot of the things we're talking about right now as it relates to circadian rhythmicity and nutrition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Joel Green. Joel, that is the right website, right? Veep.com, V-E-E-P.com.
Yes, it is. And I also have a book coming out called Transcend, The New Science of the Optimized Body, and that'll be at transcend.fit if anybody wants to go there and get on a list to get an early peek of it.
What's the website again?
Transcend.fit.
.fit, okay. Boy, they keep coming out with these different hierarchy domains. It's amazing. .fit. I mean, what's next?
I think they have one for, like, your car. Like,
yeah.
Transcend, or transcend.Porsche.
Like, dot Porsche?
You know.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
How does all of this affect aging?
It's probably the central mechanistic.
So if we're looking at the mitochondrial theory of aging, does dysregulation of these clocks, or not adhering to the natural rhythmicity, but hijacking them with blue light and eating late at night and stuff like that, does it somehow hurt mitochondria? Does it somehow shorten telomeres? Does it somehow increase cellular senescence? The rate of cellular senescence, what does it do? I mean, I know through the glucose signaling pathway, anytime you screw up blood sugar management, you age faster. But aside from that.
Yeah, absolutely. There seems to be a very strong connection. So from the last time I was on the show, we talked about butyrate, and we got into a little bit about AMPK, which is activated protein kinase. And AMPK is a fine-tuned switch that sits inside the cell. It's an energy sensor, and the way AMPK works is it senses ATP, ADP, and AMP. It senses all three of the phosphate levels, but it's a little more fine-tuned to grab AMP. And it turns out that AMPK is very much dependent on circadian rhythms. And not only that, but the presence of NAD in the cell, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
And that's a really popular supplement right now, isn't it? That's like a.
It's definitely growing in popularity. I think the biohacking community is waking up to the fact that there's over 2,000 redox reactions that depend on NAD, and NAD levels decline with age, and it's kind of like your core foundational enzyme for so many different things that are involved in the production of energy, and energy and aging go hand in hand, and the production of mitochondria go hand in hand. So when we look at why the body decides to make mitochondria or keep mitochondria in good shape, your sensor mechanism to set that whole cascade into play is AMPK. Well, it turns out that that AMPK itself is basically circadian in nature, and that AMPK generation or AMPK stimulation tends to be genetically programmed to be spun up in the morning, very much when the body's low in glucose, and so the AMPK sensor is tied to the body's clocks.
Uh-huh.
And so you can link that all the way back down the chain to the rate at which you're going to age, and it's very much dependent on the body's clocks. So when when the body's 24-hour rhythm gets disrupted, the production of AMPK and the production, rather the activation of AMPK and the production of NAD gets disturbed. And when you disturb that, essentially, all of the mechanisms that keep the body young get disturbed.
Interesting. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some solutions here, right? So we've talked a lot about, you know, what bad things are happening if you're disrupting your circadian rhythm, either by artificial light or eating late at night, or any other myriad of ways that people do it. What can we do, and how long does it take for the resynchronization of peripheral clocks and central clocks?
So the first part of your question, I think there's probably some easy takeaways from this. The first and easiest takeaway is that the difference between sunset and time to bed in which you bathe yourself in artificial light, the mm-hmm. more of that you have, the more likely your body your metabolism is going to be in an unhealthy state.
I got to ask you a question. Keep your thought. We used to have incandescent bulbs. They almost burned like the color of a fireside, you know, fireplace, right? Now we have LED bulbs, LCD bulbs, we have halogen bulbs, we have fluorescent bulbs, because everybody's trying to replace the old-fashioned incandescent light. Do you think the incandescent light bulb is as much of an assault on circadian rhythm as some of these more modern technologies?
This is why I like coming on your show. You just, you give me all these things that I haven't thought of.
Good. That's great.
And then I got to go research it.
Yeah.
I don't have the first
Because I'd love, I'm going to look at what the wavelength of incandescent light is later on after the show's over. I have a suspicion that there's a lot less blue light in incandescent light than there is in, say, fluorescent, halogen, or some of these new high-powered, low-energy LEDs. I
Man,
just have a suspicion.
That is really, really interesting. I love these talks that we get into. I just because you make me think of things I haven't thought of.
You know what a doctor said to me a couple weeks ago? We were talking about the show, and I said, you know, I've been doing this show for 11 years. This past Saturday was my 11-year anniversary. It's like I've been 5 days a week in university for 11 years with some of the most brilliant minds in science. I've got to ask them questions, and they've educated me. But the unique thing that I am capable of doing, because I am not stuck in their little narrow corridor of research. So where they are at 10,000 feet, I'm at 30,000 feet. I can look down at what I've learned from everybody and kind of connect the dots. Like I did the other day with LSD-1. And the browning of fat, when the doctor told me that LSD-1 seems to increase mitochondrial biogenesis in fat cells and also causes them to prefer fat as a substrate over glucose, I said to her, I have a suspicion that in years to come, you're going to discover that LSD-1 is effective as a therapeutic aid in treating cancer. And she had never thought about cancer. She doesn't do any research. So she's not aware of the whole mitochondria anaerobic respiration leads to cancer before genetic transcription changes. And I said, sure, if you can put an enzyme in a cell and make the mitochondria only want fat and make the mitochondria build healthy mitochondria, you can eradicate cancer before it starts. And she had never thought about that. But that's because I have this 30,000 foot view of different areas of science, and I can connect the dots where they can't.
That's an interesting idea in and of itself, you know, because when you look at like breakthroughs in any system, very often those breakthroughs come through from outside the system because you're not stuck in it in a myopic way of looking at things.
Right. Interesting. So, look, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk more about remedies. Let's give the audience remedies, what they can do, how, you know, is it just a matter of blue blockers from 7 p.m. on? Get in bed at 9. Don't eat 3 hours before bedtime. These are the things that I employ. You can critique what I do. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhuman.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I don't know.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're talking with Joel Green. His website is veep.com. He has one of the most amazing nutritional protocols in the world, and the website does everything for you. Everybody always wants someone to tell them how to eat. Veep does it. And it also teaches you the science behind why it does it. And part of the science is what we're talking about right now, circadian rhythms, how they affect metabolism, how they affect aging. So, Joel, here's what I do. I put blue blocker glasses on at 7 p.m. To filter out blue light. I stop eating at 6 p.m. I go to bed at 9. I have a three-hour window from the last time I ate till I get to bed. And generally, I don't have my first meal until somewhere around 12 to 15 hours. So I have a 12 to 15 hour fast before my first meal. And my first meal is right before I train. I go in and I train, so I burn that up, and then I have another meal right after I train. So am I doing things that would be compensatory and or benefit the synchronization of body clocks?
Absolutely. You're doing a lot of things right. This gets into an area that is new called chrononutrition. And you'll start to see more and more ideas under the aegis of chrononutrition. But it's really the idea that nutrients and foods act as clock triggers. They turn the clocks on, they turn the clocks off for the body. And so kind of a general parameter that seems to be coming out of the research is that when we're in the active phase, in other words, when we're up and running around, that limiting our eating cycles to certain windows of time seems to optimize the body's clock, seems to improve dysregulations in the body's clocks. So the easiest example of that we already talked about, but it's that insulin sensitivity is much greater in the morning, and so it's taking carb intake and really leaving that in the morning when the body is, when the body's clocks are primed to handle those types of things. It gets into a really fascinating area, and it's understanding how we can use foods and the timing of foods to trigger and control the body's clocks and make them work better. Another kind of easy takeaway is really just sugar and fat. So it looks like kind of nothing new here, but kind of a big duh, but interesting nonetheless, is that sugar and fat
tend to dysregulate the body's clocks.
When taken at the same time, or
in other words, energy overload.
And this is really something that is always piqued my interest, because if we look at saturated fat is only bad when it's hyperoxidized in the presence of glucose, in the presence of sugars. So when you eat fatty, sweet foods, your body's going to go to hell. But if you eat saturated fat by itself with some protein, the same thing doesn't happen.
And it gets really interesting. So, basically energy overload in the presence of sugars messes the body's clocks up. And the negative of that is that all the maintenance scripts we talked about, one of them being autophagy, the body needs to open the exhaust ports and flush out debris. And it tends to do that in a circadian pattern. So it tends to do that when we're sleeping. It tends to do that in darkness. That's when you tend to see autophagy happening. And patterns of sugar and fat disrupt that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Really interesting.
So how long does someone have to do the right thing before you think peripheral clocks and central clocks all go back to normal?
That's a really fantastic question. I don't know that there's necessarily a perfect answer right now, since there's the science on this is new. But from what I've read in this, changes can be made very rapidly. It seems that just really within a few days, following certain protocols, like probably the simplest one is just allowing yourself to sleep in total darkness, allowing yourself to sleep in complete blackness. So making sure there's no light coming through the windows and that you've got complete blackness. There's been research that shows just a little bit of light, a little bit of candela power can completely disrupt these patterns, and then eliminating that and replacing it with complete blackness improves and ameliorates the body's clock.
But if you can't get your room completely black, let's say it's just not realistic, wouldn't sleeping with those little eye covers be adequate?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I did that for years, by the way. I did that for years.
We see it with animals. We see cats that cover their eyes when they're trying to sleep. It's all mammals engage in needing to find blackness. And we're in this era now where there's essentially what we call light pollution. And we just, darkness is as essential as sunlight, pure darkness, to optimal human health. And so that's probably the big takeaway of the show.
We're also starting to learn that the microbes in our gut have their own circadian clock. And it seems like at night when we're asleep, and this is another reason why it's so important for the digestion to have ceased for at least 2 or 3 hours before going to sleep. The gut seems to prune the flora at night. It seems to work on itself at night. The gut is very active in sort of maintenance at night, and if you're digesting food, it can't do that. Any evidence that the circadian rhythm somehow can cause undesirable dysbiosis of microbes?
Probably the most compelling evidence we see is with jet lag. So there is some evidence that's been published in recent years that shows that the reason we have jet lag is the circadian clock of the gut biome gets disturbed. Because they're in darkness all the time, and they're synced to your clock. So you go into another environment where the light-dark cycles are different, and much of the effect of jet lag is really the effect of disrupting the circadian clocks of the microbes that are doing their thing on a fixed 24-hour schedule. And so what they normally do while you're sleeping, they're doing while you're awake. And you can kind of explain jet lag to a large degree just based on messing up the clock of the bugs in your gut.
Really?
So yes, absolutely there is. Yeah.
So what would be a hack for that? Would ketone supplements do anything for that? Or would if you know you're going to be traveling, would being in a state of ketosis and eating a high fat, virtually no carbohydrate, moderate protein with some fiber diet to produce butyrate be something that would be good for that?
Some of the ideas that I think are worth speaking to and looking at more would be definitely kind of some rapid ways to spin up the production of butyrate, or rather bifidogenic foods that could be done in short order. I mean, just something as simple as when you get as you're heading to a new time zone, eating a ton of bananas. Bifidogenesis happens very fast.
Interesting.
And it's it's something that's documented, and so we can rapidly alter these communities of gut bacteria, and so you've got a whole new population of people that aren't synced to the old clock.
Wow. This is so exciting. You know, in 2017, we need to set up some sort of a regular schedule, even if it's just once a month, where we have you on, because what I'd really like to start to do is I'd like to start to address these topics in an end-to-end approach where each interview builds on the previous one, so that at the end of the year, people have a certain number of these interviews where it's almost kind of like a series where they can take themselves from point A to point B, you know?
That'd be fun. I'd love it.
So, you and I and Elisa, really you and Elisa need to work on that, be honest with you, and get that laid out for 2017 so we can do that. Because in 2017, there's a high probability that we're going to be on Podcast One's platform.
Congratulations.
Along with some other big name artists and people.
Way overdue.
Yeah, well, right now we're just working on the contract, and the contract has to be bilateral. It has to be good for us and good for them, and that's where we are right now. But it looks really good, so I'm hopeful that in 2017 that we'll actually be picked up by them.
Fantastic, and way overdue. I talk about your show to people, and I explain it as basically the first podcast.
I like that. Thank you. All right, well, listen, we've covered a lot of ground. There's a lot to think about, a lot to absorb. I'm sure there's going to be questions. If you have questions for Joel for the next interview, I'd really appreciate it if you send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. If you heard something today and I didn't dig deep enough in it for you to satisfy your questions, send the questions to me. We'll have Joel back on the show before the new year, and we will ask those questions specifically, and we'll move forward in this everlasting discussion on nutrition. You know, for decades now, people have believed that nutrition does not play a role in the etiology of disease. We even have people telling, we have dietitians telling, registered dietitians telling people with type 2 diabetes that it's okay to eat carbs, it's okay to eat cake, and nothing is further from the truth. It's time for the idiocy to stop. People are not going to get better. They're not going to get better if they keep doing the same thing. Who was it? Wasn't it Einstein who said the definition of madness is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? I think that was him.
We are absolutely, I think, at an inflection point where there's a shift, a paradigm shift happening in our understanding of you know, the body and how to optimize it and how food affects it. And I mean, every time I go on this show, I got to go research Schumann fields and megahertz and resonance.
Oh, dude,
right now.
Dude! I mean, so when I was in California this last time, I brought Ron Penna three profound studies that show that the Schumann wave, emulating the Schumann wave, can actually have an effect on cancer progression. It shuts it down. Because remember, mitochondria is very susceptible to entrainment. And we've spent millennia being exposed to between 7.2 and 9.6 hertz electromagnetic pulses from the core of the earth out. We evolved the same way. And by the way, my guest is in the studio, so I want to pose a question to you before I let this go, because I just thought of it. But we evolved under the influence of those electromagnetic fields. Now we live in homes that are insulated, that are saturated with 60 cycle hum from AC. We have routers that are 4.6 gigahertz. We have cell phones. We have all this RF. We don't even feel that pulse. That may have not only played a role in our evolution, but may play a role in our health, and we're disconnected from it.
It absolutely makes sense. The more we look at just simply what electrons are.
When I mentioned
what they are,
when I mentioned Ron Penna's name, I just remembered something. So I texted Ron because I am really becoming a believer in grounding. He showed me the effects of grounding on blood, red blood cell. It's called the Rouleau effect, where red blood cells stack up like chips. They stick together. They become sticky and really can influence thrombotic effects. And that just short periods of grounding breaks them apart and separates them. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, it just makes sense. Again, looking at what bodies are good at doing. Bodies know how to handle starvation. They know how to handle feasting. They know how to handle being in the sun. They know how to handle their feet being in contact with the ground. They know how to handle complete darkness. And in the last 100 years, we've taken all these things away.
Right.
All of them.
So here's my question to you, Joel. Okay? When you take a shower, aren't you effectively grounding? Because somewhere along the, because water is an amazing conductor of electricity and ground as well. And somewhere between that shower raining down on your body and that water's traveling through the ground, it is delivering a ground effect to you.
You know, I remember reading up on this after that grounding conversation with Ron Panna, and I think I read somewhere that we are, when we are taking a shower, I don't 100% remember. It's one of those areas that I've got like earmarked to go put some cycles into.
I predict that if I take a volt ohm meter and set it up on ohms and touch a piece of metal in the shower and then put the other end in the stream of water, that I will get a closed circuit.
I think I remember reading something to that effect.
And if that's the case, then standing in that shower and having that water rain down, because don't forget, how many times have we seen somebody who urinates on the third rail of a train and electrocutes themselves because the electricity travels right up the urine into their body? So I think that one of the reasons we feel so damn good when we get out of the shower is not just the stimulation of the water on the skin releasing endorphins, but it could potentially be the grounding effect.
Wow.
How heavy is that?
Wow. That is fascinating.
Okay, look, we'll have you back on. We'll answer some of these other questions then. The website is Veep, VEEP.com. If you want to learn the right way to eat that maximizes health, improves the aging process, and corrects any metabolic problems you have, Joel has the answers. You don't have to think. You just have to click and choose the foods you want to eat, and it pairs them with the foods you need to combine them with to get the results you want. Joel, we'll talk soon, brother.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Carl.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got Dr. Max Baer in the studio with us today. We're going to talk about the effects of breathing and improving oxygen and how that affects not only performance, but sleep. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Breathing. Can't live without it. My next guest knows a lot about this. His name is Dr. Max Baer. He's an oral surgeon who was touched by a mission quite a long time ago. And we're going to talk about that right now. How are you doing, Dr. Baer?
Doing fine. Thank you.
So give the audience a little history on you. You are an oral surgeon, and
right.
You were in private practice for how long?
Oh, about close to 60 years.
Okay. When did you discover, what was the epiphany, the moment that led to the development of the device we're going to be talking about today?
Well, in early practice, we used to treat patients who required orthodontia to open up their airway. A lot of these youngsters had constricted airways, their faces were constricted, and what we would do is we would actually split the palate that's in the upper roof of the mouth, section it, so the orthodontist could then spread it. And we noticed at that time that these children with this improved airway and their improved ability to obtain oxygen, just remember that word oxygen, that's very important to you and your rest of your life.
Right, right.
So with this, their facial deformities changed, their attitude changed, they became different people. And my associate, Dr. James Hazard, who is essentially one of the originators of this mouthpiece that we have, also is the general dentist, but he had a lot of specialty in practice of orthodontia. And he noticed the same thing. He also noticed that he could take a couple cotton elements and put it just beneath your nose, and it would spread it. If you take your fingers and just spread your airway of your nose and open it up, you'll see that you obtain more airflow.
Interesting.
And with this, you obtain more oxygen. So we developed a mouthpiece to permit that. This mouthpiece was tested at the hospital, and we obtained 32% more airflow at the time. But remember, again, that the day we only obtained maybe 19 to 20 to 21% more oxygen. But at the same time, We are saturating the red blood cell, and with our air piece, we are now beginning to help saturate the fluid. And by doing this, you're getting more oxygen to many parts of your body.
So talk about, okay, so I know about the importance of red blood cells carrying oxygen, right?
Right.
What fluid? Are we talking about lymphatic fluid? What fluid? Or the interstitial fluid?
There's fluid in the red cells, in the blood cells.
Okay.
Or surrounding them.
Right.
In other words, red blood
so
cells.
So the actual plasma, if you will, is that called plasma?
It's probably, yes.
Yeah,
you could
yeah.
grab that.
So it's actually helping to oxygenate the plasma as well as the red blood cells.
That's correct. The red blood cell will only probably hold maybe, there's a limited amount that a red blood cell will hold. Then the rest of it, you have to saturate the fluid. And this is what we try to do, in right. addition to saturating red blood cells and fluid.
Okay. So you developed this device originally to give these types of people who were having restrictive airflow some relief. We did a show probably 3 years ago that showed that children who have narrow jaws have obstructed breathing. They snore. And, you know, parents, oh, he snores like a truck driver. It's so cute. You've got to hear him. No, it's not cute because these children develop attention deficit disorder. And then when the obstruction is corrected, the ADD goes away. So really, they could use your device instead of having that type of surgery in some cases. Maybe in the most extreme cases, they have to have surgery.
Right. we essentially do not split the palates anymore. The orthodontist can usually spread them because at this young age, the bone is very pliable.
Right.
And you can spread it at that time.
And there, in fact, is a seam. Right, there's a seam in the roof of the mouth.
Exactly. Right.
They call it it's called a suture or a fissure. There's a name for it.
Well, it's a suture.
A suture. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so basically, if you apply gentle pressure progressively more and more, you can actually separate that over time.
That's correct.
Interesting.
And so the orthodontist can now do this. We've shown that in the hospital, we tested our mouthpiece. And we obtained approximately, as I said, 32% more airflow. And with this airflow, you're able now to help create many breathing, help prevent many
breathing
disorders.
Problems. So let's talk about, first of all, my audience is interested in performance.
Okay.
So, and just get closer to your mic just a tiny bit.
Okay.
So from a performance standpoint, you have lots of athletes who use this product during athletic training, right?
Correct. We've had athletes, weightlifters, runners, walkers. But in addition, there's really no time that you can't use this mouthpiece because you are requiring oxygen at all times. I use mine when I sleep because I snore some. I use mine when I drive because I'm obtaining oxygen. Sometimes I sit and watch television and I use my nose piece.
So let's talk about
this
for a second. So we know that as individuals age, thoracic flexibility changes and older people tend to be what they call shallow breathers. And we know that shallow breathing can lead to a variety of disorders. Cognition can be affected by drops in blood oxygen. But more importantly, there's a direct linkage between anxiety and a CO2 oxygen level disassociation, where CO2 starts to elevate in the blood, oxygen drops, and people become anxiety-ridden. They just don't know why. And this happens to a lot of older people. So it sounds to me like this could be an interesting approach to see if someone, just by improving their oxygen, gets rid of some of those situations.
Well, we realize that as we age, our lungs decrease in size.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, our brains actually decrease in size. So by using the mouthpiece, we feel that many people walking around with oxygen on their backs and nasal catheters in their nose could utilize this mouthpiece to improve their airflow, improve their mental acuity, just improve themselves as a whole. So we feel that this is one of the areas that we'll be working in. Right now, we're working a lot with people who snore, people who then have bruxism, people who then go into oral sleep apnea. So these are areas of disorders that we are attempting to treat, and they've become very, very successful.
Now, I want to differentiate this because I've been exposed to both. So I've tried the Breathe Easier mouthpiece, and in the past, I have used a mandibular repositioning device to try to thwart snoring. I want to make sure those of you out there who are listening to the show, not confusing this with an MDR, because MDRs pull the mandible and jut it out, and it disaligns the TMJ, and it can actually lead to some painful bite issues over time. I've slept with one, and it caused my jaw to click, and I couldn't use it. This device does not reposition the jaw. This device actually pushes beneath your nostrils the flesh that is part of your lip, where men shave their mustache. It actually pushes it and stretches it out a little bit, and it improves the ability of the nose to be able to handle more air. It's an amazing thing. This does not reposition the jaw. This is not something that is going to change your bite. It's not going to, now if you do grind your teeth at night, it's going to do you a favor, by the way, but it doesn't change the joint geometry at all. So you don't have to be afraid of this device, right? Am I right about this? You've been in this your whole life.
That's correct. Our mouthpiece fits essentially in the upper arch, but in it also, when you bite into it, you can protect your lower teeth. So our mouthpiece does a number of things. We're essentially opposed to moving the jaw forward because in treating sleep disorders, by moving the jaw forward, all you're really doing is pulling the tongue away from the roof of your mouth and your throat. Our mouthpiece not only does that by with increased airflow, it then opens up what we call the pharyngeal areas. It opens up your airway and improves your flow of oxygen to your lungs, which is then redistributed to your body as a whole. And this is why we feel that we're really helping many people in all areas. So
we know that it works for performance. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into this device a little bit more. If you want to learn more about the device, the website is Breathe Easier, BREATHEZR.com. It's not an expensive mouthpiece either. I mean, it's comparable to the type of mouthpiece that people would buy for some contact sports, and in design as well. It's a really nice little thing. And I got to tell you, I've trained with it. I've done cardio with it. It's noticeable. My ability to breathe through my nose. I'll tell you what this is. Back in the day, we had naturally aspirated carbureted cars, and then we came up with the turbocharger. The turbocharger basically and effectively forced more air into the cylinder. And that's what this does. It just allows you to get more air into your lungs faster. It reduces the restriction of your lungs to pull air in. It's an amazing device. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit ironmaglabs.com. ironmaglabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Max Baer. He's one of the developers of the Breathe Easier mouthpiece. So get a load of this. A lot of these mouthpieces are so expensive. This mouthpiece is $49.95, and you can buy it at the website. Of course, that doesn't include shipping and tax, if there's tax appropriate for your purchase. But, I mean, for what this mouthpiece does, it's worth every bit of that $49.95 because improving oxygen delivery is an ergogenic aid. It will improve performance. Now, you have lots of athletes that have used this unit. This is not a newcomer. You've had this unit for a while now. you have any stories you can tell my audience about any athletes who have used it and the type of performance changes they've seen?
Yes, we have one of the fitness instructors that I'm not going to mention what now, but he was having a big problem with snoring, working out, and the doctor who tested our mouthpiece at the hospital, who also uses it, asked me if I would see him, which I did. I went ahead and I fitted him with a mouthpiece. It was like a miracle to him. He had snoring disorders, sleep difficulties, that he couldn't even stay in bed with his wife.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, this corrected that. Then after he could get past his snoring and making so much noise, he then heard that his wife was gritting, grinding her teeth at night.
So
then we made one for her.
Right.
So now they're now working out together.
Good.
Anyway, then we have runners who have improved their running ability. We have one runner who ran for one of the high schools in Indiana who became the most improved player on his track team. We have a gentleman who teaches weightlifting to others, or bodybuilding, the whole bit, who's also a professor at the university.
Stavin Bott. He's
Stavin
been on my
Bott.
Show.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
And some of we then tested this on weightlifters. We tested this on the weightlifters without the mouthpiece. We tested them with the mouthpiece, and then after they've used the mouthpiece. And we found that this helped them in their weightlifting abilities. So actually, we've tested this on many, many people. Now, one of the areas, of course, is with the sleep disorders. We have a neurosurgeon who I can't mention his name right now, but I'm sure he actually treated my wife's back problem.
Uh-huh.
So he was visiting her, and he said, I'm having trouble. I'm snoring so loud that much that's disturbing my wife. Made him a mouthpiece, and my God, he's one of our best people that we've now used it.
Right.
So we have all kinds of, we've maybe hundreds of these out now to different people, and we found mostly satisfied. Now, we're also beginning to use this in a dental office, and we'll go into that some other time, but at this time, you can order this, as he stated, on our website, and there's a phone number there.
Yeah, so, well, the best thing to do is to go to the website, right? So the website is breatheeasier.com. And the important thing about this is that you can fit it at home. So I fitted my own. You boil a little water, you submerge it in the hot water, you put it in your mouth, you suck all the air out of your mouth, and it form fits to your teeth, and you're done. And that is fitted just for you. It's like if you went into a dentist, that's what they would do for you, and they charge you a lot of money to do that for you. You could do it at home with this, right?
Yes.
You fit it yourself.
Yes, you can do this at home, but then there are some people that might require a dentist to help make it fit just a little better and check your bite, but you don't need that right now.
So in what instances would you see somebody who would want to see a dentist and let them fit this for them?
People have different, what we call nasoalveolar processes. The distance between the floor of the nose to the end of the jaw changes with many people. Some people have certain, what we call exostoses, which are little bony growths, that all these things can be done. Right.
When I fitted myself on this, I had to do it a second time because I have a canine tooth that where the tooth goes into the jawbone, it protrudes.
Right.
And it woke me up the first couple times I used it. And so what I had to do is I reheated it, put it in, and I sucked it a little harder, and it made that little crevasse deeper.
Yes.
And then it didn't bother me anymore.
And you mentioned earlier about breathing through your nose. Well, with this mouthpiece, you can breathe through your nose and your mouth.
Right.
Your jaw is not locked together. Your jaw is not moved forward. One of the disadvantages over time, if you move this jaw forward for a period of time, you can loosen teeth. Then you can also have bone formation, what we call in the distal or the back part of the jaw and up in the joint area. You're actually often changing that joint. So there are just many reasons why this mouthpiece, it's comfortable. You can wear it. You can drink water with it. You can talk with it. And even if it doesn't fit real well, you can put it back in water for 20, 30 seconds, remold it.
Right.
And then again, if you're really, it doesn't fit then, just take a little denture powder, sprinkle a little denture powder and place it, depending on your activity.
Right. So as I said before, I wore a mandibular repositioning mouthpiece that I bought on the internet. It was very expensive. It was $160. And it was supposed to be the most adjustable, blah, blah, blah. And I wore it for a couple nights. Within 3 days, my right jaw joint, TMJ. It started, it would snap. It would make this loud crack. Elisa would go to me, what was that? I'd say that was my jaw. She goes, why is it doing that? I says, I've been sleeping with that mouthpiece. And I don't know if you know, my dentist is Dr. Gerald Schoenlob. I don't know if you know Dr. Schoenlob, but I told Dr. Schoenlob, he says, you know, those things, they hurt a lot of people. When you wear one of those mouthpieces, it can change your bite forever. And I got rid of it. I thought, I'm not going to wear this to take that chance. And it didn't work for me anyway. But the nice thing about this is that I can wear it to the gym when I do cardio. I can wear it when I'm, like today I did high rep stuff. I move very quickly. I wore mine today. because I knew I was doing the interview. And I can breathe a lot easier. It almost feels like when I take it off, my nose gets stuffed. It feels like my nose is stuffed when I take it off because I resume back to the normal width of my nostrils, so to speak.
And one of the advantages of our mouthpiece is there's what we call a residual effect on the soft tissues and the muscles. Even if you take it out, there's about a period of 30 minutes or so where you're still able to breathe better.
Interesting.
We have some people who are swimmers, and I thought, well, can this work on a swimmer? How are they going to do it? Well, one of our swimmers said, well, you know, I put it in for about a half hour ahead of time. I breathe it with it real well. I get myself well oxygenated, and I go ahead and swim. And then she also, it now fits pretty darn good the way we've adjusted it for her, is that she uses it when she swims.
And that makes perfect sense because they're breathing in and out of their nose the
exactly.
whole time.
Exactly.
And they
right.
have to be very efficient. When they turn their head side, they've got to eject all that air and suck air in and get back down in the
right.
water. So that's a perfect device for a swimmer.
So there are just many applications for this, and the key is getting more oxygen. That's your life depends on this. All kinds of treatments now for oxygen. They even talk about cancer. They're talking about different things, utilization of oxygen.
So, well, I did a lot of research. About 15 years ago, I had this bright idea that I wanted to sell oxygen generators, industrial-sized oxygen generators to gyms so that they could have cannulas hanging by the cardio equipment. People could put the cannula on. They could breathe in increased oxygenated air because here's what it does. It reduces the level of perceived exertion. You can train longer and train harder. It improves fat mobilization and oxidation. That means it burns fat better. In people who they did a study. I think I shared this with you. They improved the oxygen in a classroom. They just tweaked it up to maybe 10 or 15% more oxygen than is normally available in normal air. And the students did so much better. It was a double-blind placebo crossover. They had one room without the oxygen enrichment, one with, and they did this over the course of about 7 months, and they said, my God, when the kids were in the room with the oxygen, their recall of new material was greater, their tendency to become fidgety sooner was reduced. It was amazing. Anytime you improve oxygen, you're doing something good for your body.
What he's talking about is really true. We know that with this mouthpiece, your mental acuity improves. What he's also talking about is what we call EWOT. It's exercise with oxygen therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And that essentially, when you place the mouthpiece in and you get, using either oxygen generator, get the flow up high, you then begin to work out. So all we're really doing is moving oxygen into your heart, your lungs, into your bloodstream. And now with this increased of your blood pressure, you're now moving these particles, especially oxygen, into areas where they just don't really get blood.
Right.
So we know that if you do that two or three times a week, you're improving your overall health as a whole.
I noticed that they're different colors. Are the different sizes different colors?
Yes, we have different sizes. We have what we call medium small, medium large, and large. I actually wear a medium small to a point, and I'm pretty big, but this thing will expand some
right.
and fit you, as he said, individually, which makes it very nice because you can, as I say, you can talk with it. You can drive a car with it. You can read with it. Anything that you want to do, you can use this mouthpiece for.
The website, again, is BreatheEasier, BreatheEasier.com. It's $49.95 plus shipping. Shipping is just $4.50, very reasonable. If you want to try this out, I'd like to hear your comments to see if it improves the days you're doing cardio. If you're a CrossFitter, this has to be a great thing for you if you're a CrossFitter because you're doing a lot of ballistic movements back-to-back over and over again. If you do Tabata, this has to be a great thing if you're doing Tabata. I'd really like to hear from the audience if you give it a try and let me know what you think of it. I like it. I like it, and I especially like because of the price point. You know what? You can buy a supplement for $50 that does nothing. This you can feel working. You can actually tell that you're breathing easier, you know?
This mouthpiece will last a lot longer than a bottle of pills.
Yeah, that's for sure.
30 days.
That's for sure.
And it's very helpful. Now, there is a phone number. Should I give them?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
1-844-629-1277. That's 844-629-1277.
Yeah, so you can reach out by phone if you want to. You can reach out to the website. It's a really nice device, and it's priced right. And I want to thank you very much for coming.
It's really been my pleasure to speak with you, and try it, and you'll love it.
Okay, there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned for more Superhuman Radio. Oh, wrong button. Who did that?
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation, Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Yeah, that's a really nice device. I used it this morning in anticipation of the interview, and I could tell a difference in my training. I've been doing a lot of giant sets lately. I got to tell you something. My conditioning is finally coming back. I'm leaving the gym in the morning, and I'm starting to feel like King Kong again. And I am lifting very, very heavy, as I always do, but I've adopted a new style of training that I want to share with you today. I've learned that you don't have to do lots of cardio in order to improve cardiovascular function. And what I like to think of what I do is cardio with weights. So this morning I did leg presses, leg extensions, leg curls, and I use moderate to heavy weight, and I do 20 reps of leg presses, followed by 20 reps of leg extensions, followed by 20 reps of leg curls, and then I walk for about 2 minutes, get back in the saddle with a leg press machine and do it again. I do that 5 times. Now, I vary my resistance. So this week I'm doing high rep, low weight. So I only went up to 9 plates on each side for the leg presses. But normally I go up to 12 to 13 plates a side, and I do that same giant set for legs. On chest day, it's a pressing movement followed by a pec deck, followed by a tricep pushdown to activate the triceps. But again, do all three movements back to back and only rest after those three movements are done. The interesting thing about this is just recently, I believe I was reading on Adele Moose's Subversity blog, that this type of training has a greater impact on the metabolism. So when we talk about metabolism, we're really talking about the post-workout effects on the heart and all of the systems of the body. They stay revved up longer when you do this type of training. And that is what has the greatest effect on cardio conditioning, in my humble opinion. My conditioning has stepped up so dramatically. I can feel it. I'm finally back in that zone that I was in before I tore my tricep. I feel like I can train longer. I feel better when I leave the gym. I don't feel exhausted. It's just a different feeling entirely when you reach that level of conditioning. I would like to inspire more of you to try this type of a workout with heavy to moderate heavy weight and doing giant sets. Back day, I do a rowing movement followed by a rear delt fly, followed by a curl movement. Again, 5 sets of those. And then after I'm done with that, I will go on and do 3 sets of this and 3 sets of that as a finishing movement. But I try to move as quickly as possible through those 5 sets of giants. And I have to tell you, I mean, I walked out of the gym yesterday feeling amazing. I walked out of the gym today after training legs feeling amazing. I'm there. In fact, I told Elisa, now the goal is not to injure myself, because this is when I injure myself. This is when I feel so good that I think, oh, I'm going to go crush it again tomorrow, and I don't take the time off that I need. So I am going to be training tomorrow, but then the 3 days I'm going to take off for Thanksgiving. But I love this style of training, and I would love to hear some other people try it and tell me what you think about it. You've got to do this for a few weeks before your body becomes accustomed to it. It'll crush you. It really, really will. In the beginning, I was walking out of the gym exhausted. I've also given up caffeine. Can you believe that? Listen to me. I've given up caffeine, but this style of training ramps me up for the rest of the day. I don't need caffeine anymore. I love this, and I really need to start to do maybe some sort of a video series, because I think there's a great value to this type of moving fast, like Vince Gironda talked about, in between these movements, and doing 3 challenging movements with moderate to heavy weight, moving fast. In fact, when I did this the last time, I had my Fitbit still, and I was regularly getting my heart rate up into the peak zone, 169, 182, regularly as I was moving quickly through these sets. So you don't have to just sprint to improve cardiovascular conditioning. You can do this type of stuff with weight. That's all we've got today. Tomorrow is the Blueprint Power Hour. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're off for Thanksgiving. So that's all we got today. Thank you for listening. Check out the Breathe Easier website to learn more about their mouthpiece. Of course, show Joel Green some love by going to veep.com. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.